This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last few visits, looking at Matthew 24 and 25, we found and listed the signs that indicate the day of the Lord is near. When they appear on the horizon, we are to be on the lookout and ready ourselves for the crisis and/or climax. This is point two of our outline. Since some of the signs are precursors, indicating that the end is near, we need to be ready and prepared for enduring to the end. We have seen that some of the signs are people turning away from the faith and betraying and hating each other. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Wars and rumors of wars have been a part of the world scene for centuries. But when you see this dynamic increasing, take note. Ready yourself to face the consequences in society when this happens. When natural phenomena like famines and earthquakes increase, we're not to be alarmed. These are the beginning of birth pains. Jesus said such things will happen. We must prepare ourselves to cope effectively so we can endure to the end and be saved. If we're not ready to cope, how can we help preach the gospel of the kingdom in the whole world as a testimony to all nations? It appears that fulfilling this mission hastens the coming of the Lord, according to Matthew 24:14. Understanding this, we must hold on to material things lightly and be ready to let them go as we flee for safety when necessary. We also should pray that we will not face undue hardships when fleeing. Underlying these instructions is the warning: do not be deceived or alarmed. Remember, God is on the throne.